I'm Jean Burns in the Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge Newsroom. So far, no arrests have been made in the New Orleans Warehouse District mass shooting that killed a 24-year-old woman and injured 11 other people Sunday night. At a press conference on Monday afternoon, Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick said homicide detectives are actively working the investigation.
And working to identify those responsible. As we're still in the preliminary stages of this investigation, I'm not able to go into additional details at this time.
10 lives were lost in Louisiana work zones in 2022, and nationally, almost 900 people lost lives in work zones. This week, the Louisiana Department of Transportation is observing National Work Zone Awareness Week. DOTD spokesperson Rodney Mallett says most accidents can be avoided with attention to work zone safety.
Work zones are temporary, but the actions behind the wheel can last forever. And it can take a second of your time to change many lives.
A bill to hold a constitutional convention in May will be heard today in the House Governmental Affairs Committee. Here's Brooke Thorington.
Bill author Representative Bo Boye says members of Governor Landry's transition team will testify about their plans for the convention. He says the changes won't be drastic.
We're simply going to move items from the Constitution and put them in statute to give the legislature more flexibility.
For example, when it comes to adjusting the budget during a shortfall,
everything ends up on the backs of health care and higher ed. By doing this convention, it'll help smooth that out and won't put it on the backs of higher education and health care.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
A House committee approves legislation to do away with the licensing requirement for florists in Louisiana. Chalmette Representative Michael Baham.
A license to engage in floral arrangement for sale is essentially a license to produce art, and we do not regulate or license artists in Louisiana.
I'm Jean Burns, Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge.